Thanks for giving customer service a call. My name is Amia. How may I assist you?
Yes, hi. So I actually just spoke to another agent, and she was able to verify with me we have three transactions on our Sam's Club credit card that had the description true, vivid, and then the 855-457-5432 phone number. And she was able to tell me that it's from a website called YourDeluxeProducts.com. And so I asked our family members, and no one has ever heard of this website before. So we are definitely suspecting fraud using our card. And so she transferred me to you guys.
Alrighty, I'll be more than happy to look into it one brief moment.
Yeah, and let me get started. I didn't get to ask, but what is the name of your company?
We represent over 100 online vendors. In order for me to locate what company has been charging you, I would have to locate that profile. Just bear with me just one brief moment, please.
Okay. But you guys still have a name, right?
We're customer service. We assist to numbers of merchants online, ma'am. So we're just customer service. That merchant that's charging you, that's the name of that company, and I will have to locate that. Just bear with me just one brief moment, please.
Okay. All right.
Yes, ma'am. All right. There we go. And everything is just loading.
Mm-hmm.
Your first and last name, along with that billing address for security purposes, please.
3648 Fieldcrest Lane, Ypsilanti, Michigan, 4897.
Yes, ma'am. And that first and last name?
Nainan Zhang.
Okay, we have Nainan, but we have Zhang for the last name. Would that be you?
Yes.
Okay, transaction is loading.
I'm sorry, what was that?
Transaction is loading.
Oh, okay, loading. Okay, gotcha.
Still here. Alrighty. So, reviewing the profile, it does show that there was a tactical bag that was won. All you have to do is pay shipping of $5.74 to receive that tactical bag. We also do have that federal tracking number showing that the product, the original order, was basically delivered on October 31st. So, after paying the shipping for that tactical bag, if the profile was not canceled, then the subscription charge would apply, so it can email you that value of that $125 gift card to order more items. Do you all not remember receiving that tactical bag?
No, not at all. We definitely create an account on whatever website that is.
Okay, so it could possibly have been a survey that was taken which led to that website of being ordered from. It shows that that tactical bag was delivered to the address that was provided. You expressed no one within the household could have possibly ordered. So, yes, ma'am, we do take fraudulent charges seriously. Whomever made the purchase without your authorization, IP information will link us back to that exact device. We'll provide it to your local authorities to have whomever prosecuted. And if these are charges that you've all made and just do not care to pay, then this can result into fraudulent fines. It will take 3 to 5 business days for findings to fall back into your account or however long it does take your bank to release the findings. I do have that cancellation number for you whenever you're ready.
Okay, yes, I'm ready.
Yes, ma'am. That's going to be She Like Charlie.
Mm-hmm.
263-309-984.
Okay, that's C as Charlie, 263-309-984.
She Like Charlie, 263-309-984.
Okay, so let me just repeat that. I think we have some connectivity issues. I can't hear you super clearly. Maybe the same for you hearing me. So See Like Charlie, 263-309-984. Is that correct?
That's correct.
Okay. Can you just tell me the name of the website again? Because the last agent told me it's called yourdeluxeproducts.com, but I couldn't actually find the website at all. I typed in yourdeluxeproducts.com. I typed in
yourdeluxeproducts.com.
I'll get your, okay, products.com. Because earlier I was trying the website, but I couldn't find the website. So let me see if I can open that. Yeah, I just typed in getyourdeluxeproducts.com, and it's giving me an error that it says forbidden. You don't have permission to access this resource. Let me try deluxe without the E at the end. And then I took out the E at the end of deluxe and tried getyourdeluxeproducts.com, and then it just says Safari cannot open the page because the server cannot be found. So it's a real mystery what the website is even.
Yes,
are you
ma'am.
Able to open that website on your end?
Yes, ma'am. I'm actually looking at that website. You can try amazing. Well, that same web thing is getyourdeluxeproducts.com/amazingdeals -P as in Peter, and that's deal with no S. So it's the little slant with amazing deal. -P as in Peter, 1, and then you can try that.
Amazing deal. Amazing dash deal, and then
no,
sorry,
ma'am.
What's
amazing
phone?
Deal dash. So it's AmazingDeal-P like Peter, 1. Don't forget the dash, not the dash, but the slant between .com and amazing.
Okay, got it. Oh, okay. Now I'm getting to a website that actually pulls up, and I see, okay, tactical bag. But, yeah, we have definitely not ordered from this website and certainly not received a bag either.
It was delivered October 31st. However, if you don't recall receiving it, everything is canceled and refunded. Do allow it 3 to 5 business days for your refund.
Okay, yeah, because I was actually out of, well, no, I'm trying to, delivered October 31st. Yeah, I was here, but I don't remember getting this. And now I'm kind of wondering, someone, a fraudster, is using my address, right, to get the items, whatever they've ordered, and then just getting it off of my porch, which is scary. Okay, so I actually see a total of 3 charges from this True Vivid place. One was on the October 27th for $5.74. The second one was October 30th for $67.32. And then the latest one, the third one, is actually December 4th in the amount of $67.32. Is that what you see as well?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, so are we able to get the refund for all 3? And so the cancellation number you provided takes care of all 3?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. Are you able to, I guess now I'm wondering, because they're using, so they used my name and my address. Was there a login is there a login information? Because
no, ma'am, there's no way a customer can log in and just call in to check their order. Possibly could have been a mistaken enrollment because it's not guaranteed that someone will order something and get all of your information correct. The email that they used was nainan59@gmail.com. But once again, all charges is being reversed, 3 to 5 business days for that refund, and it will take 24 to 48 hours for that email, letting you know that this profile has been canceled.
Okay. And I'm sorry, what was your name again, please?
Amiya, A-M-I-A.
Amiya, okay. And then you're from the fraud and department, correct?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. So I've got the cancellation number, and can you just confirm what was the total amount that we should expect to get refunded?
The charges that you was expressing is not going to be a total charge. It's just going to be separate charges being reversed.
Oh, so we should see 3 separate refunds. Is that correct?
Yes, ma'am.
Oh, okay. Gotcha. Okay. We will be, I'm sorry, can you repeat how long it might take to get to see the charges reversed again?
3 to 5 business days.
Okay, 3 to 5. Okay. All right, will do. Thank you so much for your help, Amiya.
No problem. Thank you for giving customer service a call.
All right, take care.
Same to you. Thanks for calling customer service.